Reflection by Father Luis Zazzano. Matthew 8, 5 to 11. Happiness and faith. 1. I will go. Jesus shows closeness and effectiveness. He invites us to act this way and imitate him with those who are suffering and in need. A good question to begin is whether you act promptly to help anyone in need. We shouldn't dodge helping others. Jesus asks us to help solve the problems of those who need us. Like he did, we must help in silence without seeking validation from others. 2. The word. The centurion's humility is remarkable, and he puts Jesus in his rightful place. He knows that Jesus has the power and that he himself has no power before God. He does not negotiate with God, but rather surrenders to God's will. You and I need to learn from this today. Let's learn not to negotiate or give orders, telling him how to do things or making deals like, God, if you do this, I promise you I will do that. We shouldn't be doing that in our relationship with him. 3. Faith is the essence of our life. Life is hard and difficult, but faith makes everything better, easier, and more bearable. It is faith that allows us to open our eyes and gives us the opportunity that many times we do not see. Today, let us ask Jesus for the gift of faith in order to be able to help solve the needs of our brothers and sisters when they come to us. Ask God for faith to accept, to do what's possible, and believe that God does the impossible. Also, ask for faith to search for true happiness, which is the goal of our lives. Let us ask for the gift of faith today. Never forget that something good is on the way. God bless you, be with you, and protect you in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.